VLX mobile function.
Tail 486.
How are things today for you?
Getting better. How about you?
I was going to say my call, but man, I did it, what, 10 seconds ago? Yeah, getting better with every second because I'm getting closer to the house.
Roger that. I'm heading that way. I got to work my way up this little two-lane road and get to Highway 11.
Boss has been on me to follow up with some cold calls, so I finally... I finally got my selection down to who I'm going to call, and all of a sudden I'm getting out, though. All he's going to say is, what took you so long?
Call. Get back with you in just a second. KO4HK.
Go for it. I'll be here in 60 LA.
AAB mobile.
In 60 LX mobile here in a lousy area. Repeater is cutting in and out.
Towards Woodruff. So that's probably right.
Business 85 in Spartanburg, and just this one area around all the transmitter towers, it's really bad.
On the end, but you're coming in really clean.
The radio can't handle all the noise on the input.
What are you using?
25X4, so it's got four channels on the display. I've never figured out how to make it monitor them all, but that's okay. It was just confusing. But it's got 25 watts out.
Pretty nice for 25 watts out. I'm using the ICOM 4100A.
Media?
As a present from my dad when I passed my technician. So, yeah, it's really nice to have it in my car.
Tell me the call.
My name is Jamie. I'm Whiskey 8, Alpha Alpha Bravo.
How is it? Hence, the name here is Mike.
Mike.
We're getting better and better now, so I'm past all that business.
Yeah, that's really weird how the repeater's set up, but I really like how well it spans the area.
It's got its shadows.
Typically don't hear a lot of people talking on it. It's kind of nice to finally talk to somebody on it.
Amy in the upstate or someplace further out?
Well, I'm in South Carolina, but my call sign's from Michigan.
More enough time because now I can hear.
Yeah, I live in Greer, South Carolina right now, but my call sign is from Michigan.
I meant give me the call sign again so I can remember it.
8 AAB Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Bravo.
Oh man, that's a nice one. Alpha Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Bravo. Yeah, well, you can tell. My call is November 6 Charlie Lima X-ray. I'm from the West Coast.
That's a nice one. I'll have to write that down sometime. Or if you want to log me on QRZ and then I can find you, but currently I don't have that great of a memory. But yeah, I applied for the vanity. My original call sign was Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Tango Echo.
Yeah, this is my original call. I got it, grew up in California and got it over there when I was 16, whatever it was. And I never changed it.
Yours rolls off the tongue. Mine was a mouthful, so I changed it to the easiest thing I could find at the time. And yeah, Whiskey 8, Alpha Alpha Bravo. It's just really easy to say, you know?
Echo 2.
We cut out on that.
I said it's kind of sing-songy in code in CW. I like it.
I mean, think about it in CW. Yeah, I actually just passed my general in February, so I've been working on trying to get a home base set up so I can get on HF frequencies.
Yeah, I like that, AB.
I made it real easy on myself there. My best friend, I got her into ham radio, and she went in as nobody, like civilian level, you know, and then she went and passed all three tests in one go. So she's got a real nice call sign, but she's teaching herself how to do Morse code, and I tried it for a week, and I'm not getting it down, so I'm taking a break from it.
For language, at some point you'll wake up in the night dreaming about it, and then you know you have it.
I can get there. She's a lot better than me. You know, it'll be easier, maybe. Maybe it'll be easier after listening to her on the air trying it, you know.
You know, I talk like I'm big with it, but I haven't done it in years. I need to. I shouldn't say that. Tom TR is going to kick my booty.
Yes. What's your words per minute?
I was going for, what was I? I got my general back in the 90s, so I passed the 13. That's the highest I got on the test. And I was studying for the, I got to advanced, and I was studying for the extra back in the 90s when I took a rest from ham radio. So I think I got myself up. Nowhere near that now. I think I was up into the 16, 17, 18 words a minute. But it was never consistent.
I think she says she's around the 10 words per minute range, but not consistently at all. She went on and tried to practice just by listening, and she wasn't getting anywhere. She can do it herself, but when she has to listen, it's gone.
Like the idea there, I catch it here and there. Just, I'm not, you have to tune your ears for it, that's for sure. And you got to get that connection between your ears.
Well, south of Woodruff, and you're kind of cutting in and out, so I'm guessing I'm losing, I'm going outside the repeater edge, so maybe when I'm heading on my way back in, I can catch you later, but from now, I'm going to say 73s, and it was nice talking to you, Mike, Whiskey 8, Alpha Alpha Bravo.
Okay, Jamie, take care, good drive. I'm just on what normally is a fairly easy drive home from Spartanburg to Greer, but right now, it's 85's a parking lot, so I'll be here a while.
And 6 PLX,
I'll be monitoring.
Jamie, KO4HX. Hello again, Mike.
That call was an order for thousands and thousands of schools.
But maybe next week.
Not 2 days. I filled up with gas. I must have gotten some of the summer gas formulation. Because, man, the last 2 days, all of a sudden my mileage has gone from 26. Remember we were talking about that with new tires? Anyway, it's gone from 26 to almost 30.
See, isn't it?
That last sentence is anything even close to complaining.
Truck's getting 8.2 right now.
Better home's got sits and still has 60 gallons of gas that makes the makes the check engine light come on if you run it too hard, because I haven't filled that baby up in a while.
So you're out there on 85. There was I was watching the news there briefly at one of my stops. There was somebody going the wrong way, and there's a head-on collision out there.
How do you do that in the broad daylight? Can't believe it. Hey, I'm over here off of 290, just coming up the hill at 290, so I don't know where it might have happened.
Not too far to go out there.
I can see where the wreck is on the phone. don't want to do that too much because I'll have a wreck myself, but between 290 and 101.
I seen that news clip, I don't know, probably 45 minutes to an hour ago. Well, at least an hour ago now. So hopefully they're getting it cleaned up by now.
Nobody was hurt there.
Part of it.
Going the wrong way. You don't want them to be hurt too serious, so you can take them out and lash them.
Fairly new cars, so, I mean, I don't, like you say, I don't understand how you do that in broad daylight, but I guess it happens.
The law of traffic is on my side tonight. That law is, the number one of that law is, whatever lane you move into is the lane that starts going the slowest.
Roger that. I sat in traffic enough over last weekend coming, going to and coming from Pigeon Forge. Never failed about the lane change.
A week before last with the boss, we were going up to check out a project in Kentucky. Got up to Asheville and I looked over at him. I said, you know, I bet there are several people that have worked their entire career and retired working on this 26 construction in Nashville.
I can remember in my lifetime that it wasn't being worked on. So, I don't know. But they've been working on it for an awful long time.
Yeah, sound barrier walls and makes it look like it's California or something.
They want to call it the small town feel, and they're taking all the small town feel away from the area.
This is known for its, I'm switching lanes again. Everyone behind me is going to be angry now. The place is known for its views of the mountains, except for that's not anymore.
In almost 50 years I've been on this planet, it sure has changed a lot.
It's changed just in the 13 years we've lived here. It's amazing.
I hope you stay safe out there, but I'm pulling in where I make the vehicle switch, so I'm going to be out for a few minutes switching vehicles. So if I don't hear you again or get to talk to you, have a good weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have a good one. Talk to you whenever. Tomorrow's Friday, so you're probably not going to be down the mountain. So have a good evening, and I'll talk to you maybe next week. And 6CLX, I'll be monitoring.